Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
I want to welcome everybody to another wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your host, and this morning it is a great morning. I know that this time of year people are kind of preoccupied with all the snow and the ice, and we had freezing rain last night, and it's so exciting because it gives the media people something to get excited about and say that, you know, basically life is coming to an end because we got a half inch of rain. Anyways, a little soapbox frustration with the media that it's so simple and so much fun just to turn them off. Because we don't have to live our lives that way. Fortunately, as wellness consultants, we get to take control of our lives and we don't have to dictate them to what else is going on because we can chart our own course and go from there. And with us today, we have Bernadette McBurney from the Bay Area of California. That's a lot of B's there, isn't there? Bernadette McBurney from the Bay Area. Is that okay to say it that way, Bernadette?
Absolutely. Good morning, everyone.
and I know that folks, you guys will key in really quick. If you've never met Bernadette in person or you've never seen a picture of her or looked at her website, her and her amazing, good-looking husband, and I can say that because I just can. And Bernadette's background or ethnicity is, am I correct in saying, is Chinese?
Actually, Vietnamese.
Vietnamese, okay.
Vietnamese, born and raised in France.
Holy smokes. See, now there's a real twist, too.
Yes.
So do you speak French with a Vietnamese accent?
I'm totally fluent in French.
That's always what amazed me.
And then a Scottish accent, so that's why when I said it, don't expect a redhead when you see me.
No, I would not expect a redhead when you're talking. So you saved me a little bit of time and a little bit of wind-up. Tell us how on earth did you get to France?
Well, you know, I got to France. Well, my parents actually moved to France. They're both Vietnamese, and they moved to France many, many years ago. And I come from a large family. We are all together eight siblings. And, four of the children were born in Vietnam, and the four youngest were born in Paris, and I'm one of the four youngest.
Wow.
So that's why.
So the city of romance, the city of love, the...
Totally, totally. My husband is Scottish, and we did meet in Paris.
Okay. Okay, but you now reside in the Bay Area, in San Francisco.
I reside, yes.
Okay.
You know, since I've been with my husband for the last 25 years or so, we've been around the world. We both started from Europe, and then through with our career, we were very blessed to be able to have the opportunity to live in different places around the world. So we went from Paris to Hong Kong, to Tokyo, Japan, to Toronto, Canada, and then to San Francisco.
Wow.
So a little bit round trip around the world.
So you both have not let any moss grow on your backs.
No, not yet.
You guys have been rocking and rolling for quite some time then.
Very much so.
Now, what took you to all those different places? I mean, by choice or the industry that you worked in?
Well, it's a little bit of both. You know, both my husband and I, even before we got into our career, we really very much, even very early in age, wanted always to explore the world and be exposed to different culture and really have the opportunity to see big and to live big. So when the opportunity came into our life to have that and combine it with our career, it definitely was a match. My husband was traveling even a lot more before I met him already. But when we were in Paris, both of us, we were looking for the largest cosmetic company in the world, and in different divisions, and we had, and I remember, you know, my husband and I, we were literally dating, and within very short weeks after we started dating, then he was promoted to take responsibility in Hong Kong, and we decided to go there, and it just happened that myself, I was also offered through the company to take responsibility in Hong Kong, so we decided, yeah, let's go. And that was 24 years ago.
So this is prior to children.
Yes.
And living on the edge and just have passport, will travel, basically.
Yes.
Which is, that's a, the, and not to come down or ridicule, most, a lot of Americans, we don't have that get up and go, well, I'm not sure about leaving the country. I've never really been out of my own county. We kind of have that mentality. Not everybody, but the good majority, and we don't, that international thing, that's kind of a foreign, not only foreign, but it's, there's kind of a mystery there that could be scary at times, but obviously you guys just decided, hey, let's go for it, why not?
So, totally.
So you end up in Hong Kong, then how did you end up back into the States, back into
California? Well, you know,
California?
In Hong Kong at that time, we were with L'Oreal, both of us. My husband was in management and marketing and sales, myself, I was in IT, so we had, you know, we were division manager at that time in Hong Kong. Then we moved to the company. The same company offered other responsibilities, so we moved to Tokyo. And at that time, that's when we started a family, actually, in Tokyo. And that's also at that time, even though I worked at the, a little bit at that time at the beginning, that's when I decided to really to put my career on hold and to raise our family.
Okay.
We are very family-oriented. You know, for me, that it's one of the most important things, and I realized I didn't want to have my children in the hands of other people or in daycare or anything, and I decided to put that career on hold. Never looked back, never regretted it. And that is really at that time, Vance, that I made myself shift in my thinking, in the sense that I decided that whatever was important into my life would be at the center of my life and the rest would be around. This is my career running my life. And that was already quite a few years before I discovered NICAN, but I was already making that transition.
Okay. So basically, you recognize that we go through different seasons in life and that, you know, we start in our 20s sometimes and got the career going on, and then all of a sudden when kids enter the picture that, you know, our even our circle of influence changes.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing wrong with that. We get to go through those seasons. And I know for Stacy and I and our girls, every year for the past, well, goodness, 20 years, going into our 20th year, every time there's a NICAN convention, it was always a no-brainer that we always went as a family.
Mm-hmm.
And we figured out a way, you know, some family entity, and or sometimes we took a sitter with us, and people ask us, oh, you know, when we stopped taking the kids or when Stacy stopped traveling with me because there are just too many events going on with the girls, people looked at me like, what on earth are you doing here without your family? Because that was the norm for us. But seasons do change. So you start the family. You decide that you're going to pull back and let your husband be the one out there. And was that the transition point then you guys moved back to the States?
No, actually, with the transition, because after that was in Tokyo, in Japan. After that, we were there. We were in Japan for about 2.5 years, something like this. And then my husband was approached by another, the second largest cosmetic company, an American company, to come and be the president of the company in Toronto. So we moved to Toronto with our son. And then we lived in Toronto for about 9 years, and that's where our two girls were born. So we have three children, and at that time in Canada, Anton was the president of Estée Lauder, Eric. So he ran the company, and you know, for me to be at the center, I was really the anchor, more than ever, the anchor at home, because three young children, a husband who through his career was traveling about 3 weeks a month. On average, so, and my whole support family in Europe, I really was determined to give that stability to our children by being at home.
Okay.
And after that, we decided that years and years ago, way before I met my husband fell in love with San Francisco when he did an exchange when he was a young adult, and had the opportunity, again, was approached by a different company to come to San Francisco. And we decided, you know what, let's explore the possibility. We did, and that now it's been, gosh, 11 years we've been in San Francisco.
Okay. Okay, so that's probably the longest you've been anywhere, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely loving it.
I was doing the math real quickly in my head and thought, oh my goodness, all these other places you've been, Hong Kong, Canada.
But you know what was, and I think also that just to share the background is because we decided to move to San Francisco of our own decision. Anton was working in San Francisco, but then left the company that he was. But that didn't change. We decided that we wanted to be in San Francisco because we really wanted to live the life as we wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the place we wanted to be, so we decided to go.
So what you and Anton were doing was literally being humans, being more, Nikan's core, you know, the foundation of who we are as wellness consultants. You guys were doing that long before you even knew.
Yes.
About humans being more and what Nikan really, the philosophy is that we hope to attain is just taking control of your life,
mm-hmm.
not dictating it to somebody else. Even though you were at time working for other companies, you still held the reins in your hands and decided that's what you're. So how did Nikan come into this picture? Because from an outside perspective, it sound like you guys, both of the whole family, everything was going, the perfect, for lack of a better term, all-American family, but you were pursuing the American dream, but you guys were enjoying it and living it, and you had already made the decision that somebody else was not going to raise your children, and so you were going to do that. Why Nikan? Why did you need anything else? It looked like everything was perfectly fine.
You know, and in a way, you've given the answer in what you just said here, Vance. What's interesting is I learned about Nikan when we were living in Toronto, so that's about now 13 years ago. And I learned about it because at that time, two of my children were in school, kindergarten school and preschool. And one morning I was at school, I was dropping off one of my children at school, and that day I wasn't feeling well. And the reason why I'm mentioning that is for years and years and years, and I myself suffered from horrific, headaches and migraines. And anyway, I've had those since I was 12 years old and learned to live with them. I had one of them, every week, every month for 25 years, but after a while just dealt with them. Anyway, the reason I'm mentioning that is that morning I was dropping off my children to school, and one of the mother at school took the opportunity to talk to me. And what's interesting is at that time I was the president of the PTA organization of the school, and she saw me really making things happen, determined, committed, dedicated in what we were doing at school. And she was already a consultant with Nikan, and she just wanted to bring me into her team. So she really wanted to talk to me about the business side of it, but took the opportunity one morning to see that I wasn't feeling well. And that's how I was introduced to this. And I'll be honest with you, I listened. Did I take that very seriously when she talked to me that morning? No, because I wasn't feeling well, first of all. And second, of what I was trying to say. But
sure.
I'm a very curious mind. I'm always curious. And I'm also, since I was little, I've always paid a lot of attention and value into my health. I mean, that's the way that I've been brought up, because I really understand that health is one of the most precious things that we have, and we really have to treasure and respect that. And so, I'm always curious. I call her back, and I said, okay, well, how can I learn what you just talked about? And then I went to a presentation into a home, and I went. And long story short, I heard some phenomenal testimonial. Didn't believe all what I heard, but I had a very healthy skepticism. And my attitude was, even though I don't really believe all what I'm hearing, even if 10% of what I'm hearing is true, that's good enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest has been a story. What's interesting, what I want to add, is at that time, I wasn't even, as I was listening to the testimonial, I wasn't paying attention for my own benefit. I was paying attention for my daughter's benefit.
And how old, this is your oldest, correct?
Yes, she's the middle child. At that time, she was 5.5 years old. And my daughter at that time suffered for over 18 months, was suffering from a chronic breathing issue. She had to use an inhaler and take a steroid every day already for 18 months. And she was under the care of four different doctors at that time in Toronto. And we were really struggling with that, you know, and I really don't believe in giving medication on an ongoing basis. I really wanted to stop that. But when the doctors told me, you know, we're really stuck. We don't know what's going on with your daughter. We just need to keep her on the treatment. And in my mind, I said, there's no way.
And you said four different doctors?
Yes.
Okay. So specialists with dealing with asthma or breathing disorders.
Correct.
Such. Okay.
Because it really just manifested in a very unusual way, you know, the way. So she really was coughing on an ongoing basis, 24/7, day and night. I mean, the poor little girl was just miserable. And it's one thing to see your own child being sick, but what really, already I was feeling very bad about that, but what really broke my heart all the time is seeing her change. She was very sad because she realized she couldn't do anything. And her friends didn't want to play with her anymore, you know, all of that. So I really saw her just changing in front of my eyes. And I said, there must be something else out there, and I'm going to find it. And I really believe that when we ask hard enough for something, it comes to us, and that's exactly what happened with me, Ken. Didn't expect it to be it, you know, didn't expect it to be those kind of solutions, but I was listening. And then I just, you know, I instead of listening to my brain, because sometimes I can be quite analytical coming from, you know, a computer background and all of that, I just listened to my intuition and my inner voice and really felt there was something good in what I was hearing and learning about Niken. And I just decided to go for it. And I said, okay, what do I need? And at that time, you know, it was the sleep technology, it was the magnetic solution. So I got what I could, told that to my husband, who thought that was just, let's say, we didn't see the validity of it.
and I guess in my mind, because I've been to Paris numerous times, absolutely love to see our oldest daughter, who's 13, her whole entire room is decorated with Paris, memorabilia and stuff that we purchased while we were there, I know a little bit, not very much, about the cosmetics industry, and I can only imagine what your husband was thinking with all this, because you've got network marketing going on, and then you've got, you know, stuff, technology solutions that really don't make any sense whatsoever, and then running that through his cycle, his system of belief of, you know, cosmetics are simple. You know, if, for a lack of a better description, as we say here, if the barn needs painting, paint it. You know, you put it on the outside and you feel better about yourself because you look better. But how did you convince him to let you purchase that sleep suit?
I didn't, you know, try to convince. What you know, my husband and I, we have a really fantastic relationship, and we have a lot of trust and respect for each other. And my husband knows that when I do decide something, there is nothing that really stops me. but he also really understand that when I do put my attention onto something, there must be something there to really just catch my attention, because I don't necessarily just make things happen or make decisions lightly. So when I told him this is what we're going to do, he just rolled his eyes and said, I really don't understand this. I don't see the value of this in terms of the solutions. That was one thing, because he also comes from a scientific background. You know, I mean, in cosmetic, there's a lot of chemistry and all of that. So he just really didn't understand. But he said to me, but you know what? And I challenged. I said, you know, we're stuck with our daughter. There's no solution. Let me do what I feel needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So I got, you know, I got the Niken solution, and, you know, to our amazement, while Lauren was sick for 18 months, within 2 weeks, there was no more problem, no more medication.
Wow.
That was it. And I looked at this, I said, oh my gosh, what is it that's been given to my, put into my hands? And I stopped, the wheels started to roll, and I started to think about my mother, who had some certain issue, my sister, and bottom line, I just felt in my heart that people deserve to know what this was about.
Mm-hmm.
And I really saw the opportunity just to reach out to people all around the world. And because, you know, one of the reasons my husband moved so many times around the world is because we really, I see myself, when people ask me, Bernadette, where are you from? For years and years and years, I've always responded, I'm a citizen of the world.
Well, and for good reason, too.
And that's how I see myself. That's always how I felt. So for me, it was, you know, I just knew that people needed to know about this. From a business standpoint, my husband also, he was skeptical about the product, which was, and I mean, really skeptical about the product. Now, about the industry, which is network marketing, he was cynical. He was really, really.
Now, again, going back to the background, there are a couple big cosmetic companies that have utilized network marketing. Mary Kay is one. Avon is another. Avon being the largest network marketing company in the world, and yet he was cynical.
Oh, absolutely. Because, yes, he recognized, you know, the model and so on, but in terms of distributor in Avon, because as you can imagine, he was in contact with many, many different people in the industry, network marketing or not, and he knew some people in those, you know, on the corporate side of it. But from a distributor standpoint, for those who are in the field, he never really met anybody except, you know, very few exceptions. That was really the idea of it's not worth your time. It's really more as an add-on, and there's very, very few people who financially really make it big. So
sure.
He all the I was going to say the cliche or the objection that the majority of people have about network marketing, he had them. And at that time, you know, we were in Toronto. He was the president of Estee Lauder. We were on the board of different charities. We were, you know, we were fairly high profile in the community. And he looked at me and said, "You can't do this. I cannot have my wife be with the network marketing," and so on. So, but again, because of the relationship, the great relationship that we have, he just knew that there was nothing to stop me. He said, "I know you want to do this, so I'm not going to try to stop you because I know that's not going to happen." And I'll be honest with you. And then he asked me a question. He said, you know, at that point in time, we've been together already for 12 years, and there's quite a few things that I know about you, and some of the things that I know about you is you do not like to talk to people, and you do not like selling. So how on earth are you going to do anything like this? And he was absolutely right, Vance. If you had met me like 14 years ago when I came across Nikken, and I'm sure that's why I was not really on the list of anybody took the opportunity, I mean, I could be in a social event and not talk to anybody for the whole evening.
Wow.
I'm a very good listener, and I believe that's why, actually, you know, one of the qualities that we need to have in Nikken. But it's true that I really was I'm a very private person, and I don't talk easily to people.
Okay.
So that was one of the challenges I had to face myself. But my answer to my husband is that you're absolutely right, but I just know this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, you know, the beginning of a fantastic, fantastic journey when he came.
And I know that because Reed Nelson and I were talking about you a few weeks ago, and because he spent maybe 6 weeks ago with you, and you had a couple of evening events that he was there with you, and you have if you were to describe your growth in Nikken as far as introducing it to other people, because you obviously, if your family's in France, your business, you know, could go international right off the bat, because that's where your warm market is, and that's not a normal thing for most of us. Is our warm market is our circle of influence in our own little communities, or where our family is, and well, yours happened to be international already. But I guess the question that I want to throw at you Would you describe your business as one that, at first, when you make the comment that people deserve to know about what we have, when you start thinking of your mom and your sister after seeing what happened with your daughter in 2 weeks' time? Because that's a big deal. How old is this daughter now?
Oh, you know, she's totally fine. I mean, it didn't take that much longer. I mean, she was fine after 2.5 weeks on the product. And then, you know, it took to really get her to a point that she was absolutely fine and didn't have some setback. It was, I would say, totally after 9 months. But
okay.
Since then, you would never know.
And she's now, what, 18,
19?
19, okay. I'm just kind of doing the math real quick.
Yeah.
And that's one of those things, having three daughters myself, watching what can take place in a wellness home environment to give them the best environment for their bodies to succeed. And you deal with, you know, little setbacks along the way of, okay, what about this or what about that? And
you know, you ask a question in terms about the business is, yes, a lot of people say, well, it's your warm market. Well, you know, I quite frankly, because of our life, our network or the people, a circle of influence is a bit spread out around the world. What's interesting, though, is even though I started in Toronto, I was fairly new, and we moved just a year after I started. We moved to San Francisco a year after I started NICAN. So I had a team. I started a team in Toronto, but, you know, within a year I left.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved to San Francisco because we wanted to be there. And I want to mention that because we moved to San Francisco, we didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
We had no business connection, no circle of influence. We literally moved into a place where there was no connection, no network established.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the other reasons, how am I going to do that? And my whole support line was in Toronto.
Sure.
So I moved on my own.
So your sponsor was not in your home city.
No.
You know absolutely nobody.
No.
So I'm running through the list of excuses that, you know, we hear from people all the time. I don't know anybody, and I don't, you know, yeah, right. But if you've lived in the same town for 10 years or 15 or 20 years, and then you've got a great opportunity.
You're absolutely right.
But you had nothing.
I had nothing. And, you know, you're absolutely right. When people tell me, Bernadette, I don't have time, I say, listen, I started. I had three little children to take care of, a husband who was traveling 3 weeks a month. I understand the time constraint, and I can show you how it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a decision, and you're absolutely right. When people say to me, I don't know anyone, immediately I say, how long have you been living here? And they say me 3, 4, 5, my whole life. I say, well, surely you must know a lot more people than I did when I moved. And this is it. I say, so that's not an issue. I say, if I made it here, if I build a business here, I know anybody can. So, it really goes, the bottom line is really making the decision and finding, instead of focusing on the challenge, is really to focus on the solution.
Mm-hmm.
And finding ways to make it happen. And my business now, you know, my business now is in, it's in different countries. It's in Canada, obviously. I have a launch group in Canada, but it's in the States, it's in Russia, it's in Ecuador, it's in France. It's in different countries around the world.
Uh-huh.
And because, you know, I talk to someone who talked to someone, and before you know it, then, you know, it goes into different places. And I absolutely love NICAN because I really believe in this day and age where there's so much stress out there, physical, financial, you know, family who are stretched out because they need, the parents maybe need to work two jobs or whatever because they needed to really look after and provide for their family. I said this is one of the best solutions for parents to really have a wonderful career that does not depend on their time solely, and really be able to really give that solid foundation at home. I do believe that's one of the best way we can help our society, frankly, by really having parents, giving them the opportunity if they choose to have more time for the things that are important. There's the problem that the world is facing today is universal.
Mm-hmm.
Stress is everywhere, no
yeah.
matter what.
Yeah.
It's absolutely everywhere. And NICAN, to me, is a universal solution. So, say, we need, you know, it's all about paying it forward, giving the message to as many people as we can. My job, as I see it, is to really share this with whoever is ready to listen. I don't try to convince in any way. I said, because there's so many other people out there who need our help. So I'm going to talk to the people who are ready to do something about that.
Yeah.
And those who do, then I help them.
You know, and I like the way you just said that, Bernadette, that if people choose to have a life that's less stress, if they choose, if they make that decision, then we have a solution for them. And we're biased, of course, because we're, you know, we're wellness consultants, but if they want to choose what we have, well, we can show them the best solution that we know of.
Absolutely. It really starts with the decision and the choice. I remember way before Nick Han, you know, when I mentioned that I decided to stay at home to raise my children, my husband and I, you know, we both had a wonderful career in corporate, but by deciding together, my husband and I, that I would be the anchor at home, you know, our household income dropped significantly. But that was a choice.
Sure.
And it wasn't an easy transition, but that was forced all the sacrifice, although I don't even see that as a sacrifice. It was just a decision. But it required an adjustment. Well, in Nikan, when we talk to people about Nikan and we offer them a solution, I really try to be as real as possible with people and say, you know, it's not, when you do choose to do that, the rewards are absolutely fantastic. There's no doubt about it. But the transition is going to require discipline and added work because suddenly you're adding something into your plate.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we all do that when we know it is worthy of us.
Right.
And that's exactly what we need to show people. It is worthy of your life. It is worthy of your time. And when people know that, then the decision is simple.
Well, and again, Bernadette, what you and Anton were doing is you were already living the best way that I could define it is you were living the five pillars of health and making decisions and saying, we want to do this. And then when the family expanded and the aspect of, you know, one of those five pillars, the healthy family, when that changed, you recognized saying, hey, I want to do this. So as we start at the beginning of our conversation, you know, the seasons do change.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the healthy finances, those will change over the year. Sometimes that, you know, when you're used to having this and then all of a sudden you've got this, you've got more, well, there was a change there and you modify and you go with the change. And when it comes to a healthy mind, sometimes in our season, you know, we're spending hours upon hours a day studying, you know.
Absolutely.
It's further education. And then there are other times when we're not studying at all. And we just want to go see a movie or sit and watch TV for a bit and, you know, relax and where we're not.
And if I may ask, you know, as you know, maybe as a last thought, Vance, is, you know, what really, as much as I fell in love with the solution, as much as I fell in love with what Nikan, you know, what I saw about Nikan, what really caught my heart 14 years ago was the five pillars. When I saw that, I'll be honest with you, at the beginning, when I saw this on paper, I said, well, it sounds good, but I don't know of any company who really works that way, because companies are in business. It's bottom line.
Sure, it's about making money. It's
exactly.
Not about...
And but I said, but how can a company even just put that in writing? And I fell in love with the five pillars.
Mm-hmm.
And because to me, that's what it is. And for the longest time, when people ask me, Bernadette, what do you do? I say, you know, I am a solution provider. That's really how I present myself. I am a solution provider, and what I help people, those who choose to, we have a very holistic approach to life.
Mm-hmm.
Not to business, not to health. It's a holistic approach to life. And we are helping people live the best they can in every aspect of life.
And that's really what a wellness consultant should be saying. That's what we should be doing is, you know, telling people, letting people know, hey, I am a solution provider. And even that verbiage right there, we were talking about this earlier this morning with another group, another call I was on, is that, you know, Nikan doesn't market products. They don't market technologies. And we've used to say that over the years, but really it comes down to solutions. and that if things are out of balance, we can help put them back in balance. And sometimes it's not about the physical, and sometimes it's not about the financial. Maybe it's about getting your mind into a different place, attending a Humans Being More course for 2 days, and figuring out really what God put you on this earth to do. That's really what it comes down to. Well, Bernadette, I want to thank you
for
your time.
You're very welcome.
This has been really, really fun, and I'm looking back at my notes and some of the little one-liners that you said that I scribbled down right quick. We really are solution providers, and people do deserve to know about what we have. And when we hear the excuses out there from folks, is just to encourage them. As you said, I don't beg, I don't force or coerce anybody. Just we want to encourage them to make a decision.
Absolutely.
And that's really where it comes down to. Any challenges that they're facing, don't focus on the challenge. Focus on the solution. And
it's so important as well, to have fun, because in this day and age when there's a lot of stress and people are depressed and so on, say, have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun with it. Show them that it's possible to do that as well. And it's just amazing that what can happen. Vance, I really want to thank you so much for inviting me onto your call and give me the opportunity to share my story and my experience with your group. It's a privilege, so thank you so much.
Hey, no, the pleasure's all mine. And if those of you are listening, if you have somebody that you know that, wow, I know they would have related to Bernadette's story and to her journey, SaturdayAMLive.com, www.SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. It'll be recorded, or it is recorded, and it'll be up on the website. Give Steve a couple hours to do the tweaking that he needs to do to get us there. And all the recordings that we've ever done are all there, the interviews that I've done. So just to make note of that. And on that note, Bernadette, again, thank you. I'll bid you farewell, let you get into your day and enjoy your children. And I'm guessing that you said that was your middle daughter. She's now 18 there, so maybe one or two of them are out of the home?
Three. All of them, even the youngest started her first year college this year.
Oh my goodness, so you're an empty nester. How
yeah.
about that? Well, you, and I'll let you enjoy your Saturday, and we look forward to seeing you on the Nican Highway, whether it's at an upcoming event in Orlando. I know there's one coming up, or next year at the convention. So,
thank you so much, Vance. Have a wonderful day.
You too, Bernadette. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
To learn more about Nican, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.